Now, we've got a mind-bending question for you now, Peter, from Chan.
I was wondering whether it was possible to build a flexible smartphone with the technology we have today.
Yes, there's quite a lot of progress in that direction. But first of all, my first thought when I saw this question was, why? You know, why do you want a flexible? Is that so you can sit on it? You might remember a few years ago, there was one of the big manufacturers had a problem with them bending in the back pockets. Is it because you could drop it and not worry about it? Why do you want it to be flexible? So that's the first point. But assuming it's because it's novel or something, there's some reason to do that. The next thing is, what is flexible? How thin does it have to be actually called flexible? Now, if you look at the, to answer some of that questions, look at the actual structure of a phone. Of course, the front is a piece of glass or protection, which is then the touchscreen and the display. That can be made flexible. So some 20 years ago here in Cambridge, there was some technology that was invented within the university, and a number of applications of that, so printed displays. So that's okay. The next level back will be some sort of printed circuit board. Again, that's been flexible for many years, probably 30, 40 years. On that, you'll have some chips. Those chips can't be flexible because they're made of silicon, but they can be very, very small, so flexibility will allow that. But the big issue is the battery. The battery, they're just getting to the point now where a battery with about, which is only half a millimetre thick, will bend up to 25 degrees. So that doesn't sound like much flexibility, and it's not very thick, so it won't give much capacity. So yes, we're heading that way. Not quite sure why we're heading that way, but we're heading that way. But I don't think you'll get to the sort of flexibility I imagine, meaning which is sort of roll it up and put it in your pocket.
I was just thinking of Harry Potter. They have the newspapers where all the things sort of show up and the headlines move along. Could that be possible?
Yes, a display by itself is possible. There are flexible displays. I mean, they're getting to the point soon where you will be buying packaging on, say, a Coca-Cola or something bottle, which will vary depending who you are almost. So you know, that's got the battery in there, that's got the display. It's the other elements of it that's very difficult to make that, but yeah.
What will it change the price so that it'll deter you? If you're on a diet,
price changing in supermarkets. As you walk around a supermarket, there's no reason why the price shouldn't change depending on how much money you've got on your credit card.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I can see this going this way potentially, where you know you walk along and they think, oh, he looks like a sucker. We'll just put the price up 10%, and they know you're keen and you'll pay it.
Shelf edge labelling, yes, exactly that.
There must be some consumer laws against that, though, surely.
Why?
I think a well-known company was doing that based on where you were. If the more affluent your area, the higher the prices. But I think they got in trouble, and it's no longer allowed.
Yeah, much to my amazement, one of my sons is working for one of these consumer survey organisations now in London, which does 60,000 people scan all their shopping every week and then photograph their receipts and
their lunch and put it on Instagram.
This is for this one in return for something, some sort of gifts. But the point is that the pricing around the country doesn't vary nearly as much as you'd expect. That the people in the less well off areas and the people in Surrey, anybody from Surrey, are paying the same price.